patterns of our society are being disrupted.
Raising to a new level.
I am sitting in Carmel, Indiana right now, where just about a half hour ago to my recording this, they passed a law banning e-cigs, banning vaping in public places, parks, schools, and businesses. And the reasons for doing this are as such. First of all, we want to be known as the healthy city. Okay, stop. You're not a city. Let's just calm the frig down. Not a city. Go crap in a hat. First point. By the way, I'm sitting by 31, which is why all the traffic. First point. Not a city. I'm from New England. You're not a city. Okay? We make the rules out there. And then you have to follow them because you're towards the west. Everything in this country started in the east, moved towards the west. That's how it works. You're not a city. Get over it. Second reason. Our concern is secondhand smoke. Okay, stop. This idea has been debunked by literally everybody. There is no secondhand smoke from vaping. First of all, there's no smoke from vaping, but let's just assume they're using the logistical term because there's vapor and it hangs in the air for like 5 seconds, and theoretically somebody else could inhale it and get a dose of nicotine and become hooked. Totally not possible, not even close. Now here's the problem. This was a unanimous decision, which means unanimously the people of Carmel are represented by people that don't bother doing an ounce of research that has any sort of balance to it. Okay? I almost guarantee you they believe everything they've heard about popcorn lung. They believe that you're vaping antifreeze. They believe that that it's 90% targeted towards kids. All this crap that you hear all the time, and you're and that e-cigs explode just randomly. They don't. By the way, there's a ton of videos about it on YouTube. Go get your facts straight. This wasn't right when San Francisco did it. I mean, San Francisco, that's a whole other issue because San Francisco's got human waste in the streets and nobody's cleaning it up. And somehow we've got time to make laws about vaping. And it's not right when Carmel does it either. All right. And part of the issue here is that Carmel is a wealthy area. Okay. There's like a little trifecta of wealth in that part of Indiana. And it's always the same group of people that like, well, you know, everybody that's not rich that visits this town, they're uneducated buffoons. So we need to make a law so that they know that when you come here, we expect you to raise the bar just a little bit. It's hoity-toity, pretentious bullcrap. They want to be seen as we're the healthy town, and what they're really coming off as, we're a bunch of pretentious, half-educated idiots. That's what they're after. That's really what's going on. Okay? You drive down 31, and it's a car show. Porsches. Teslas by the dozen. I never saw a Tesla in my life until I started working in Carmel. All of a sudden, they're everywhere. Everybody's got a Tesla. Everybody. Junior's first car, Tesla. And, you know, not the top of the line one. We got him the bottom feeder Tesla, as if there's such a thing. There are so much bigger issues. And this needs to stop. The babysitting crap needs to stop. I'm so tired of politicians getting together, whether it's a town council or the president of the frickin' United States, and saying, these people are morons. We need to tell them that we're banning that. When I'm in charge, first thing I'm going to do is an executive order that outlaws banning. Enough. Enough with your banning. A few reasons why. But first, let me answer the question I'm sure a lot of you are asking. Well, Vince, you're not happy with it. Are you a Democrat or Republican? Neither. You know what? You know what I'm most sympathetic to these days? Anarchy. You know why? Because when we started criminalizing people that refused businesses to certain minority groups in this country, and I'm not talking about, you know, race or ethnicity or anything like that, because this person's religious and this person isn't, and, well, that's bigoted, we started falling off the deep end. There's like 10,000 bakeries in this state. More than that. Go find another one. But no. We got to take them to court. When that started happening, I took a look at the whole thing. I said, all right, fine. How many laws are actually on the book that need to be on the books? Okay? It wasn't even all right when they banned smoking from everywhere. Indoors, okay. But now there's people, you know, there's towns that have banned it from the town limits. Really? I mean, I stopped needing a babysitter when I was 12, and here you are. No, you still need one. Honest to God, stop it. So here's, now when I say I'm sympathetic to anarchy, this is what I believe. I'm not following any laws, except the ones I find in the Ten Commandments. Primarily, murder, stealing, adultery, because I'm a moral person. I'm not going to, you know, go looking for somebody else's wife. I'm all set. I got too much to deal with without adding that to my list of complications. Murder, stealing, dishonesty, lying, all that stuff, not doing it. Okay? And those are the laws you need. Okay? If it's a crime, fine. Vaping, up until 30 minutes ago, was not a crime. By making a needless law, they created a crime. I want to know something. Are cops going to be going around kicking people's doors down over this? I mean, I know Carmel police are bored. I've seen them on 31, but come on. Is this where we're at? Is this what we're doing now? Seriously? Okay. You've got ordinances and red tape, and you can't open a lemonade stand without a friggin' permit to do business. And all this crap. Nobody's stealing from anybody. Nobody's murdering anybody. We've basically taken personal choice out of the equation. Well, you know, the little kid might have arsenic in their lemonade, or maybe they just don't make it correctly, and there might be a risk of E. coli or some stupid thing, some overeducated buffoon sitting in his office making six figures a year just dreamt up so he could justify his phony baloney job. Okay, look. People have to have some degree of personal responsibility. If you think that little girl in the pigtails on Oak Street looks a little shifty, don't drink her lemonade. You never know. It might be Wednesday Addams. Who knows? But that doesn't necessitate some pinhead in a suit and tie making a damn law about it. Hey, maybe it's just me, you know? Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't see that as necessary. Yes, you can't steal a car. Grand theft, that property belongs to somebody else. Stealing is wrong. Fine. You know, and yes, people will find loopholes, and you have to make sure that they understand what is considered theft. Banning vaping? Are you friggin', you're going to tell me there's nothing else going on in Carmel that you need to address, that you had to have a special council meeting to address this? I had a run-in recently with somebody on Reddit that said, yeah, this is the problem, you people that don't have the, degrees. All right, stop with your degrees. Okay, there is a place for common sense. And common sense dictates that there has to be some personal decision-making. You can't just designate everything to the government, because one day you wake up and you try to leave your house to go to work and the government stops you and says, you're not delegated to that task anymore. You now shovel sewage. And you're like, wait a minute, how did we get here? And then you vaguely remember that crazy guy with the podcast saying, hey, one day this could happen. And you told him he was nuts. And now here you are. Carmel, I'm going to vape wherever the hell I want to. If you really want to fill up prison cells with people vaping that causes absolutely, factually, causes zero risk to other people, fine. Game on. come get me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Richman. You are listening to The Vince Wilde Show, which means you have excellent taste.